Whoa. No, it's not. No, this isn't the Christmas one. Anyway, look, guys, here is a Femon. A strange-looking one at that. This Femon is 53 years old. And apparently the paper says she's a glamorous pharmacist. Oh, and a part-time model. Well, aren't they all? But why do they say glamorous pharmacist? When they talk about a man, they don't say he's a handsome pharmacist or a rugged pharmacist. No, they just say he's a pharmacist. Femons always have to have special names to build them up. And she's not really a pharmacist. She's a pharmacist's assistant. And she's originally from Syria. Now, she met this man, and I believe it was in the UK, but this is back in 2007, who was quite a lot older than she was. But unfortunately, he was a very trusting soul. And he let her move into his house, and they became an item. But after quite some time, the man started slurring his words and dribbling. He got checked out by neurologists, but they couldn't find what was wrong with him. Anyway, eventually he collapsed a couple of times, and eventually he was taken into hospital. While he was in hospital, this Femon, she looks even weirder there. What's wrong with her mouth? Stole his bank cards and went on a shopping spree of £6,000. As one of his family members was a biologist, he asked the doctors to do some toxic tests. I know there's a name for it, but I can't say it. Toxology. Oh yeah, they also found out that she had made him sign over his car, which was a sports car, a Porsche Boxer. Actually, they're nice. As well as his corporate pension. God knows why he would do that. So they took a hair from his head, and they found loads of Wolfram had been in his body for at least a year, and some other toxic stuff. They speculate she was putting it in his food she was preparing for him. So basically, this Femon had been poisoning him for about a year, because they found some of the stuff in her handbag and in the house. They also found that 36 packets of Wolfram had gone missing at the pharmacy. Must be really disappointing when she was laying there in bed and he woke up and he was awake and alive. I bet she went, shit. I guess when he went into hospital, she thought, well, this is it. It's all mine now. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. Of course, she completely denied it, as usual. But the court didn't buy it. But unfortunately, the man did die a little bit later on from cancer of the bladder, which is unrelated to the poisoning. But this Femon was jailed for a minimum of 7 years. I mean, she did it for a year, and she probably smiled at him, slept with him, knowing full well she was trying to kill him. And really, what was her motivation? Greed, money, materialistic things. Who knows if the poison shortened his life? But either way, he was ill, very much of it, at the end. So you see, guys, even at 53, from a country in Syria, they're exactly the same. Never trust them. Me, myself, I trust Satan before I trust a Femon.